Here's Fiona Barnes on the internet.
Cue the torch. Send in the dancing koalas and kangaroos. The 2000 Summer Olympics from Sydney, Australia, begin on September the 15th, which gives you a few weeks to become an Olympic expert. But no worries, mate. There are some great internet sites out there that are guaranteed to provide enough information for all of the gymnastics, soccer, softball, and water polo enthusiasts at your house. The official Sydney site is a wonderful starting point for gathering Olympic information and has a great section designed especially for kids. It was here where I learned that the 2000 Olympics has three mascots: Ollie the Kookaburra, Sid the Platypus, and Millie the Echidna. Echidnas, in case you were wondering, are spiny anteaters who spend their solitary lives zapping ants and termites with their long, sticky tongues. Perfect for an Olympic mascot. The Sydney site also has wonderful articles for each Olympic sport. I'd be willing to bet that you'll find more information about synchronized swimming here than just about any place else on the web. The United States Olympic Committee has a comprehensive site that features extensive information about the athletes themselves. Here you can read online diaries to better understand what goes on in an athlete's mind as he or she trains for this ultimate competition. The U.S. site also has links to the different sports teams. So if it's the American women's soccer team you're interested in, you'll find them here. Another wonderful element of the USOX website is an Olympic Hall of Fame. Here you will find lists of medal winners from past Olympic competitions, as well as biographies and updates for famous Olympic medalists. Finally, to understand the excitement and drama of the Olympics, it helps to know a little about the history of the Games. The Classics Department of Tufts University has developed a beautiful and informative site detailing the history of the ancient Olympics. Here you will learn about Milo the wrestler, a six-time Olympic champion between 540 to 516 BCE, one of the greatest athletes in ancient times. Or if you like, take a picture tour of Olympia and the Sanctuary of Zeus, where for over 1,000 years, the Greeks gathered to celebrate the Olympic festival. So, whether you're fascinated by the history of the Olympic Games, interested in the rules of some of the lesser-known sports, or captivated by Olympic gymnastics hopeful Kristen Maloney, these sites offer something for everyone in your family. Take the tour, and you'll be ready when the anthems begin to play.